Der kommer mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
Der kommer mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
Der kommer mellow yellow. Sudden grace, electrical banana. It's bound to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me mellow yellow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Americans are hitting the road for the 4th of July holiday week. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
AAA expects a record 60.6 million will drive 50 miles or more for the 4th and find gas prices about 6 cents cheaper than last Independence Day.
With that flexibility of remote work and with summer vacations in full swing, families now, if they have children, they're not in school anymore, they have that flexibility to travel.
AAA says the busiest days to drive are expected to be next Wednesday, July 3rd, and Sunday, July 7th.
It's a soggy summer weekend in some areas. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
Flooding rain possible in a place like Pittsburgh, where we definitely don't need the rain. Moving across upstate New York into the Adirondacks, the Capital District. And then eventually this all pushes toward the 95 corridor as we head into Sunday. So anywhere from Maine down to Virginia, North Carolina, you've got a chance for severe storms.
The National Hurricane Center says Beryl has strengthened into a hurricane as it nears several Caribbean islands. It's the first hurricane of the 2024 Atlantic storm season. Utica police in upstate New York have identified a 13-year-old boy shot and killed by a police officer as Naya Maway. Police Chief Mark Williams.
The victim is described as a 13-year-old Asian male who was given immediate first aid on the scene by the police officers and later transported to Wynn Hospital, where unfortunately he succumbed to his wounds.
Police say the boy pointed a replica gun as officers chased him last night. New research shows more benefits of meatless food. Here's CBS's Michael George.
Canadian researchers say plant-based meat alternatives are healthier for your heart. Yeah. Looking back at more than 50 years of research, they say the meatless products can improve some risk factors for cardiovascular disease, like cholesterol and blood pressure.
People who survived slavery are being honored in Montgomery, Alabama. Correspondent Allison Keyes has more.
The National Monument to Freedom is inscribed with the surnames chosen by formerly enslaved people after they were freed at the end of the Civil War. The nonprofit Equal Justice Initiative invoked the Juneteenth holiday, calling it a day to both honestly confront the brutality of slavery, but also honor those who did not lose hope under terrible circumstances. The monument is the centerpiece of the new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park in Montgomery, Alabama.
A strong storm stopped play in the round of 16 at Euro 2020. In Germany, the game between Germany and Denmark resumed after 25 minutes. Germany won the match 2-0 and will play Spain or Georgia in the quarterfinals next month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is, getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A French court has ruled the classical music piece Bolero was written by one man.
The composition first came to the attention of Americans in 1979 when it was featured in the hit film 10, starring Dudley Moore and Bo Derek. The court ruled Friday that French composer Maurice Ravel wrote Bolero by himself in 1928. The ruling deals a financial blow both to Ravel's descendants and to those of Russian stage designer Alexander Benois, who said he helped create it. In a statement, the court said the ruling means the composition remains in the public domain. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A new report shows 58% of consumers have put off important expenditures such as rent or paying debt to buy food over the last 6 months. That's according to the e-commerce platform Store Connect. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. Showers and storms return for Monday and Tuesday. Highs 70 to 75 Monday, 75 to 80 degrees looking into Tuesday. It's 82 right now.
Ticket to ride.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
County Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Sing us a song, you're a piano man. WJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th annual parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What you do to me.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Sweet, I'll miss. sure. In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
Information, please. try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello. I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yeah. Patsy with the gold tattoo. She's got a